This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. During the next 4 minutes, I think you'll find a word of encouragement and inspiration for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look beneath a verse from the book of Proverbs to find nuggets of knowledge that are clustered there like sparkling gems, just waiting to be discovered and claimed for our very own. For the next 4 minutes, let's concentrate not on the shallow, ever-changing ideas of men, but on the ancient, unchanging wisdom of God. Today's passage, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 3 through 9. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said to me, Let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. For she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. But with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor, when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver unto thee. In this remarkable passage, we are taken into the heart of David, the man after God's own heart. I am sure that when you think of David, various events in his life come to mind. We see him as a shepherd boy on the slopes of the Holy Land, tending his sheep. We see him facing the lion and the bear that would threaten the flock. We see him approaching Goliath with a few stones to do battle with that loud, powerful, well-trained warrior of the Philistines. We see him in the palace of Saul playing his harp and singing the songs that soothed the troubled spirit of the king. We see him as the commander of the army and the king of the nation of Israel. And finally, we see him as an old and feeble man preparing to meet his maker. But how often do we think of David as sitting in his own home, relaxing by the fireplace, instructing his son? That's the picture that emerges in this passage. It is obvious from what we read here that David loved Solomon as his own soul and spent ample time with him to impress upon him the necessity of applying himself to the search for wisdom and understanding. In this passage, we gain insight into the soul of Solomon as well. When Solomon had grown, he enjoyed sharing with others what his father had shared with him. This is a beautiful thing to behold in the life of a man who is noted for his wisdom. Too often, after a young man has achieved some success in his field, he seems to be ashamed of the low estate of his parents. Recently, we read of a famous musician who refused to perform in a certain city. No one knew why, until it was discovered that it was the home of his parents, and he was afraid that they would come to his concert, and he would be embarrassed if his friends met his mom and dad. And guess who had paid for his music lessons? Through the instruction of his father, Solomon had learned the necessity of passing along to others what he had learned. This applies to spiritual children as well. We are reminded of the words of Paul to Timothy. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. It is clear that what David had told his son was true. It had come to pass. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Solomon had been promoted to a position of honor and esteem in the eyes of the world. His glory had spread abroad, and his wisdom was the wonder of the world. He had heeded the words of his father. He had retained his words in his heart, had not declined from them or forgotten them, and had not forsaken the instructions he had received as a youth. The older we grow, the more we acknowledge the fact that our parents knew what they were talking about. What they taught was right. It came from the heart and was based on a lifetime of experience. Solomon had learned the lesson well. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.